are about to hear a live broadcast on the Heritage Radio Network in a few moments. Stick with us. You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com, bringing you the freshest radio in Brooklyn since 2009. Hear directly from chefs to farmers, artists to architects, authors to brewers, and everyone in between. Check out all of our shows on our website or by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store.
Every spring at the end of kidding season, goat dairies across the country are faced with the question of what to do with their male bucklings. Because on a dairy farm, there's no role for a male. Often the most economical thing for these farmers to do is to cull the animals at birth or ship them off to the commodity market. Heritage Foods USA is embarking on a new project, No Goat Left Behind, looking to step in and fill this niche by creating a marketplace for these male bucklings. Visit us at www.heritagefoodsusa.com to learn more and to reserve your goat this coming October.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub. Play and sing along.
Good morning, everybody. It's Alessandra here with Growing Good. We are 10 minutes late today, but we are still live out of Roberta's on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Today's topic is fall farm fun. I was racking my head for what should I do this week on the show, and I remembered that last year on this very week, I took my son Wallace to the Queen's Farm, which we'll get to more in the segment, with my other best friend Jen Watts and her two boys, Cyrus and Noah. And for like $8, we got to pick a pumpkin, ride a hayride. We went through the corn maze. We got a candied apple. They had this like kind of, you know, I mean, it's a little janky because it's Queens, but, it, you know, the kids were blown away. We did this like petting zoo walkthrough, you know, and all the proceeds go to the farm for their whole year, you know, and their facility costs, etc. So I have researched a bunch of things that you can do with your kids and also, or your date or your lover, whatever. It's fun for everybody. That is all happening in the next month, you know, for Harvest Fest. And that's what September and October is for all of our local farms. So the first place that I found that sounds so amazing that I can't wait to check out is called Stone Barns. It's the Stone Barns Center for Food and Agriculture. Stone Barns is a nonprofit farm and education center located just 25 miles north of Manhattan in Pocantico Hills in New York. It's awesome. Stone Barns operates on an 80-acre four-season farm and is working on broader initiatives to create a healthy and sustainable food system. And through their Growing Farmers Initiative, children's education programs, and diverse public awareness programs, they aim to improve the way America eats and farms. How great. That's exactly what we're doing on Heritage. So this barn, this farm is open to the public year-round. It's not just for September and October. And it's open Wednesdays through Sundays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can go with your children and walk through their gardens and pastures. You can sign up for a public program or tour. You can enjoy a meal at their all-organic, all-grown, you know, in-house grown restaurant Blue Hill, and also at the Blue Hill Cafe. So I'm just looking at their website right now, and I'm clicking on their about, and I'm just going to read you their mission statement. The mission of Stone Barns Center is to create a healthy and sustainable food system that benefits us all. Their aims are to increase public awareness of healthy, seasonal, and sustainable food. We already said that. To train farmers in resilient, restorative farming techniques, so you can actually sign up for classes here. And to educate children about the sources of their food and prepare them to steward the land that provides it. I love that. So basically, they're having an Oktoberfest. Again, this is only 25 miles out of the city. And Let's see what this is about. They're having a Harvest Fest Saturday, October 1st, 2011. Tickets are on sale. So you can go there, and for a ticket, they're going to have, the festivities are going to include live music and a farmer's market with delicious food from local all suppliers, hay rides around the property, a raffle fit for a farmer or a foodie, farm Olympics, that sounds super fun, and workshops on food and farming and more. This is all kid friendly. Children under 2 are free. Yay, free babies. So that's something really rad, and you guys should go. It's called, their website is stonebarncenter.org. So that's one thing that we found here on Growing Good Today. More is, I found a place in Melville, New York. Now, this is like a really crazy kid place. This place is called White Post Farms. It's about an hour and 15 minutes from where we're at. They have pony rides. They have an animal farm. They have all events, a bouncer. I'm going to read to you all the different things here. So, for a ticket of $12, you can enjoy unlimited use of their bouncer playground. I'm looking at a photograph of it right now. I've never seen a bouncer playground like this. It's like epic. And you can also feel the excitement like never before at Ronnie's Birdie Landing, a fun new attraction for kids. It's just amazing. It's basically in a flight aviary with cascading waterfalls and a 70-foot stream where you will be greeted by a flock of adorable budgies that will eat special birdseed sticks right out of your hand. It looks amazing. And, you know, we had just had a segment about the healing power of sound where our guests had told us that bird noises are the most unfiltered sound that you can put your child around. And I know that that's something really hard for us in Brooklyn and New York. So this would be an amazing place because they have this amazing outdoor, you know, bird museum with, you know, birds everywhere. I'm looking at pictures of kids right now with just birds all over them. It looks amazing. So you can also visit animals from all over the world at White Post Farms. They have an animal farm, a petting zoo, and you can see some of their interesting animal breeds, including the oryx antelope. Sounds crazy. Our family of ring-tailed animals all around. I mean, ostriches from Africa, zebras from Kenya, camels. They have kangaroos. It sounds amazing. And they also have fun rides for children. They have a train ride that will take you all around the farm. So this is called White Post Farms. It's in Melville, New York at 250 Old Country Road. And their website is whitepostfarms.com. I'm just going to check their event calendar to see if there's something super more specific to let you guys know about before going on to the next place. They basically, that's it. It says open all the time. Let me look at the hours. And basically you can call them at 631-351-9373. And they are open every Saturday and Sunday, open to children. So you can do this every Saturday or Sunday, guys. Pretty amazing. I can't wait to go. So we all know about the Queens County Farm Museum, but I just don't know if you know about it with your children. Queens County Farm Museum is open currently. You can go all the time, but in September and February, they really go all out for your kids. You could check out everything about them at queensfarm.org. I'm going to tell you more about them when we get back after the break. I'm going to play our first song. My inspiration today is Bob Dylan. My inspiration many days is Bob Dylan. And this is Rod Stewart singing Bob Dylan's Mama, You've Been On My Mind. Crossroads I'm standing at, or maybe it's the weather.
grace the floor. Bow down in bed, but yeah, Mommy, you've been on my mind. Even though my eyes are hazy and my thoughts, they might be narrow where you've been, don't bother me or bring me down with sorrow.
Hey everybody, love that one. Rod Stewart singing Bob Dylan's Mama, You've Been On My Mind. I think I'm on somebody's mind right now. And I bet you it's my baby. Wallace is mine. So we were talking about Queens County Farm Museum. And I'm going to let you know about some of the events that you can go to. It's a very quick drive. I did this last year. I'll be doing this again this year. The big thing at the Queens County Farm Museum is their amazing maze. It's, you can enjoy getting lost under a 3-acre interactive corn maze. It's pretty awesome. The adventure begins with a stock talk to prepare you for the challenge of finding clues, solving puzzles, and making your way out of the maze. To add to the adventure, you can join them for Maze by Moonlight on Saturdays, October 8th and 15th, when the maze will be open until 9 p.m. The rest of the time, the maze is open Saturday and Sundays, and some mornings, so you got to check it out. But children age 4 to 11 are $5, and all children ages 3 and under are free, which is really cool. So you can go there and check out the maze. But also on September 17th and 18th, the 29th annual Queens County Fair will be at the farm from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, that whole weekend. They're going to be having a traditional county fair with blue ribbon competitions in livestock, produce, home crafts, arts and crafts, and more. Enjoy the amazing maze, of course. You could also visit the Con Edison Ecology booth, where you can adopt a worm for your home compost bin. Now, we did a show about composting in the city. I have started. It's pretty gross, but I think I'm going to get used to it. Wally really loves it. I mean, I think he's a little bit too young to understand, but I let him dump the plates into the bin, and he loves that. So on this day at Queens Farm, this weekend, for the 29th annual Queens County Fair, they will let you adopt a worm for your compost, and you'll also be obviously, you know, benefiting a good initiative. There's also going to be pie eating and corn husking contests, arm wrestling competitions, hay rides, carnival rides, and you can visit their Bavarian garden. There's going to be an Irish band, a German band, craft and food vendors, and more. And this is a fun event for the entire family. So that's September 17th to the 18th. So all of October, for all of October, the corn maze will be open, here we go, Saturdays and Sundays, every weekend through October 30th. And it's going to be open from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The pumpkin patch is also going to be open every Saturday and Sunday of October. And that's what you should definitely do. But I definitely remember that when I went for an extra $5 ticket, they take you around to a little, you know, a little petting zoo that they've created. So basically, by the time you leave there for $10, your kid will have, you know, pet animals, picked a pumpkin, ran a corn maze, and I think they give you a candied apple to boot. The other article that I found that I'm going to share with you guys was on a great, great website for parents. I'm sure all of you guys know it, but if you don't, it's called mommypoppins.com. MommyPoppins.com, Mommy Poppins. And this is really cool. It's an apple picking list near New York City. So you can go and pick your own apple at apple farms an hour or less drive from New York. So you can Google this whole list. I'm just going to tell you about two of the orchards that I picked. But it's MommyPoppins.com, and you can just, you know, in their search engine, put apple picking near NYC, and you will get this amazing list. And it's just, you know, an amazing family activity, fall activity that you can do. One of the places that I found is called Stewart's Farm. And apple picking starts from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. from September to November with 9 different varieties of apples to pick from it. And it's a real family treat. In September, they actually tell you what's growing. In September, there are Macintosh apples, Cortlands, and Macoons. I think I'm saying that right. In October, there's Golden Delicious, Red Delicious, Empire, Mutsu, Jonah Gold, Ida Red, Northern Spy, Black Twig, Baldwin's, and Stewart Surprise, which I'm assuming is an actual apple that they've, you know, cultivated. That sounds really fun. Stewart's Farm, let's read more about this. Stewart's Farm has been in the family since 1828. It is located in Somers, Westchester County, New York. The farm is over 200 acres of apple orchards, pumpkin fields, and vegetable crops. They were honored to be awarded a New York State Century Farm in 1972, so it is a historical landmark. And Stewart's Farm is the oldest apple orchard in Westchester County, New York. Their family is the sixth generation of Stewarts to live and work on the farm. The original farmhouse, circa 1760, is still being lived in. That's amazing. And the barn, built in 1886, is the fruit and produce stand there. So again, you can go apple picking September and October at Stewart's Farm. And this is less than an hour's drive from the city. You can also, I know for a fact, take the Metro North to Somers because it's where my parents live. And you can find out more about them at stewartsfarm.com. Another place that I picked that looks really beautiful is called the Harvest Moon Farm and Orchard. And they're declaring that apple picking season has begun. And you don't want to miss their fall festival with live music every weekend in the fall. The festival begins September 10th and 11th, so it'll be every weekend from September 10th through November. It's free admission, and the free admission gets you pick your own apples, hay rides, pony rides, bouncy castle, face painting, farm animals, fried dough, brick oven pizza, pumpkin cheesecake, smoked turkey legs, fresh fudge, fresh produce, and more, and live music and entertainment. The Harvest Moon Farm and Orchard is located in North Salem, New York, in Westchester County, at the former location of the Outhouse Orchards. They are a family-owned and operated business. They carry a variety of local honey, fresh fruits and vegetables, maple syrup, cider donuts, fresh baked pies, and coffee. Stop in and say hi. They are open 7 days a week, so I'm pretty sure you can do the apple picking all week long. But the festivals is with the hay rides and the pony rides and the music are on the weekends. Let's see what kind of apples they have going here. There's a section called apples. Come in today for pick your own apples. That's every day from 10 to 5 p.m. So you can go every day from 10 to 5 p.m. and pick your own apples. It looks so beautiful. It looks so yummy. I just think it's so great, something to do with your kids, you know, to teach them about the food, picking of the tree, falling from the tree, the gathering, the bringing back home, the baking, to serving, to eating, to feeling that goodness, to the digestion. I mean, this is a whole process, and it's, you know, how we've made it this far, and it's why we're here, and it's just important. I mean, of course, it's, you got to go to the grocery store, but if you add this to the mix, it really, really makes them think. Also, for possibilities of the future, you know, of their work, what they would want to be, you know, involved in, it just gets those wheels going, and I'm very excited to be, you know, a part of this. And I can't wait to take Wally apple picking. He's walking now. He's running around. I'm certain that he'll get it. But, I mean, for you young mothers out there, too, how amazing would it be if you show up at the orchards with, you know, your baby Bjorn, your baby facing forward, and just pick a bunch of apples and go home and bake your family a pie? This sounds so great. Let's see what else we cooked up here on Growing Good. I found a place. This is for the epic, you know, the epic family trip. This place is 5 hours, a 5 hour drive from here. But I just wanted to throw one in there because in my research last night, there are just so many of these places, and they're all about 4 or 5 hours drive. And, you know, my friends all the time, they'll jump in the car and they'll take their baby and they'll go check into a motel or a nice bed and breakfast just to get out. And if that's something that you were looking to do, well, September and October is a great time to do a farm visit. This place is called Stocco Farms. And the Selden Stocco & Sons Farm is located at 711 Barman Road in Scottsville, New York. They grow corn, wheat, and soybeans. They have a crop division that's run by brothers Greg and Jeff, along with their father, Dick Stocco. They're a family-owned and operated farming business, and their primary focus is grain. But they have an amazing pumpkin patch set up for the children. That's just beyond. It basically, you can join them for good old-fashioned family fun on the farm from September 17th to October 30th. Okay, and at the Stocco Farms, they're dedicated to sharing their farm heritage with you and your family. You can come and check out their wagon ride, their pumpkin patch, pick your own special pumpkins from the vine, and enjoy over 25 exciting activities and animals on their farm. There's fun for all ages. They also have a selection of corn stalks, hardy mums, and Indian corn for purchase at their Country Craft Barn, and also a restaurant on site. So basically, this is an all-day activity. But I'm looking at some of the pictures here. They have some sort of like corn slide, roller coaster. They have barnyard train rides. They too have a corn maze. I mean, a seriously legit corn maze out there. And a Bunnyville Farm petting zoo of animals. Wow, I'm just looking at this stuff. It looks amazing. They basically set up tractor wheels on a 500-foot racetrack, so you can race with a friend in a tractor wheel racer or challenge them to lap around the farm 500-pedal car racetrack. They also set up a bumper with tires, like a bumper car ride. They have a corn box, a straw jump, and they have milking cows here too. So they have a milking cow for your kids, so you can go milk a cow. They also have a Farmer John's chicken coop and Little Farmville that you can come visit their baby chicks and have a few laughs with Farmer John and his pet chicken. They have a mini pumpkin launcher, nature trail, and a black bear treehouse. And the festivities just keep going on and on. So you can check them out at Stocco Farms, StockoeFarms.com. And I'm looking here. The general admission is $8 per person. Children under 2 years old are free. And I just, to go back to the beginning of the segment, the very first farm that I think I'm going to be doing a whole special about, I've gotten in contact with them. Wally and I are going to be going up there and demoing the classes, Stone Barns. This is the agricultural center that also has a lot of classes. If you go on their website, which I said at the beginning of this segment, they have for their visits, aside from their Oktoberfest that they're planning, one thing that I'm definitely going to be doing is on Saturdays, they have hands-on egg collecting, and it's from 1 to 4 p.m. in their dooryard garden. So that sounds pretty cool. You can go there and you can collect. It says that children are welcome as long as they're, you know, parents supervised. And it just sounds amazing. Here's what they say. Pitch in with hands-on farm activities every Saturday and Sunday this spring and summer and see how farm life changes with the seasons. Again, this is only 25 miles out of the city. Learn about the life of a hen at Stone Barns and join us to collect eggs. Programs are family appropriate for children 2 to 14. Please note that children must be accompanied by at least one ticketed adult and all people attending the program must buy a ticket. This sounds like something super cool. Again, they have lots of classes, cooking for families, cooking for adults, farm tours. Check them out. We're going to be doing a whole special on them in the coming weeks, Stone Barns. So I hope that you do your own research as well, mommies and daddies. Find some farms to support. Go visit their markets, shop there, take your children, get that fresh air. I know that we're all starting to get a little bit weary about winter being around the corner. It's hard with the babies in the apartment. You're trapped. You feel trapped. You feel like you're not doing enough activities. Well, you know, get a jacket. Get on that train, get on that bus, get on that car. Let's give our kids fresh air. And if you have any more farms that you go to that you have a great review for, I know that me and baby Wally would love to know, and you can contact me personally at facebook.com/AlessandraMI. Thank you so much for joining us today on Fall Farm Fun on Growing Good. And we're going to be going out with another Dylan track. He's joined by Johnny Cash on this. It's pretty great, and it's called Red River.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. But the tears I cried for that woman, I'm gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her draw, southern draw. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Afraid I said she'd been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found a trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and went on down alone.
I want you batted down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough, left my blues down in the Gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
The following is a message from the Climate Reality Project. Join us on September 14th to the 15th for 24 Hours of Reality, a presentation delivered in locations around the world, sponsored by former U.S. Vice President Al Gore. View the live stream at climaterealityproject.org. Go to our website, tell your friends, join our watch party, and help others learn about what can change in a day. Again, that's climaterealityproject.org. This is a message from Fork and Anchor. Aaron Fitzpatrick, the host of our wine program, Unfiltered, is looking for help on Kickstarter to open Fork and Anchor, a general store inspired by two food-loving ladies with an equal affection for urban life, the sea, and the agricultural paradise of Long Island's North Fork. The store is situated in a growing community of farmers and winemakers and will become a meeting place offering prepared foods, a variety of sun-dries, and a selection of homespun products, many of which will have their origins in New York State. Your backing will help them fulfill their dream of fostering relationships with the community and making the local food system accessible on a broader scale. Search Kickstarter.com for Fork and Anchor and donate today.